Fifth week, second day of Strawberry Boxes and Vibrations. When I was a small boy, my brother and I loved to play with strawberry boxes. And after the strawberry season, we were given the whole ones and the broken ones to do with as we wished. The whole boxes made castles, churches, and houses. The broken ones we dismantled into ships, and these in turn we broke into various lengths to represent men, cannon, horses, and cattle, or even furniture and foodstuffs. We fought many a battle against the strawberry-stained redskins. I have since discovered that my brother and I were playing the game God plays all the time. And when we are attuned to Him, we can break up the vibrations of the universe into the lengths which we need. For instance, when we want stones and lumber for houses, He uses the very long wavelengths, a few vibrations per second. When we want water or wine, He breaks them smaller. Music comes in still shorter strips. Light and electricity are virtually pulverized. Magnetism and gravity, forces that hold the universe together, are composed of the most infinitesimal wavelengths. Scientists say that a single spoonful of water contains enough energy to move our largest steamships across the ocean and back, if we could break up its vibrations sufficiently. We already know that a piece of uranium shattered into atoms will blast a city to ruins. Yes, it all goes back to the strawberry boxes and vibrations. Give a small boy some strawberry boxes and a creative imagination, and he will build a world. Give God the love of a son, and he can break it up into the most powerful force in the universe, transforming the Son himself into a new creature and the world in which he lives into a new creation. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 15 and 16. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel.